Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Claudia. Welcome to the Arizona LNN Sponsorship Workshop. This workshop is hosted by the Arizona area of LNN, and our intention is to make sponsorship more accessible and less mysterious to all LNN members. We'll open with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. This is the suggested LNN preamble to the 12 steps. The LNN family groups are a fellowship of relatives and friends of alcoholics who share their experience, strength, and hope in order to solve their common problems. We believe alcoholism is a family illness and that changed attitudes can aid recovery. LNN is not allied with any sect, denomination, political entity, organization, or institution, does not engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any cause. There are no dues for membership. LNN is self-supporting through its own voluntary contributions. LNN has but one purpose, to help families of alcoholics. We do this by practicing the 12 steps, by welcoming and giving comfort to families of alcoholics, and by giving understanding and encouragement to the alcoholic. I've asked Michelle to read a portion of the bookmark Sponsorship, Working Together to Recover, M78.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Sponsorship is a relationship built on equality, anonymity, and trust, an opportunity for growth, both for the sponsee and the sponsor, a benefit at any stage of recovery, a commitment to practice healthy communication, not based on intimidation or demands, an agreement to recover and grow together, not to struggle in isolation, an opportunity for self-discovery, not a teacher-pupil relationship. An experience based on unconditional love, not shame or judgment. A spiritual relationship with no strings attached. A one-to-one relationship, not an exclusive club. A bond focused on LNN's four primary ideas. We are powerless over the problem of alcoholism. We can turn our lives over to a power greater than ourselves. We need to change both our attitude and our actions. We keep LNN's gifts by sharing them with others.
Thanks so much, Michelle. We will be exploring segment two, the 12 steps and working the program. We'll be looking at what does it mean to work the steps or the program? How can the 12 steps help me? The benefits of working the steps with the sponsor, and how do I know who's working the steps? We will now hear from our members on the topic. They are Trevor, Mike, JP, Maria, Kathy, and Michelle. We'll hear from each of them in that order. We will now hear from our members on the topic. We're going to hear from Trevor and from Mike and from JP in that order. Trevor, you're up.
Thank you, Claudia, and appreciate the opportunity to talk today. I have to start off by saying that I've only been in the program for just a few months now. So I am a newbie. And contrary to what I thought when I started, I was going to roll through all these steps and was going to be done right away. That's not the way that it works. So the knowledge and what my goal here in sharing with you is just to tell you my experience and where how I got to where I am today and how it's working for me today. So again, my name's Trevor. I'm from the East Valley Mesa group. I came to Al-Anon because I realized that something had to change. My qualifier got a DUI over 10 years ago, and I started to notice some of the same things going back on in our life, and I didn't want us to go back and do that again. She has an eating disorder with her eating that she drinks, and that allows her to eat. But so I grabbed one of these the other day, and I was looking at this an Al-Anon pamphlet, and I don't know if any of you out there have ever looked at this thing, but you can open it up, or you can look at the website, and you can immediately identify all these things, say me all over them. You know, you can't sleep at night. You find yourself worrying about other people, on and on and on. And that's what basically is. I came to Al-Anon so that I could try to help control the situation, because I know before I would always try to control things. I would go with my wife to the grocery store, try to prevent her from buying alcohol. I would search cabinets. I would do all the things that the people that and Al-Anon in this brochure say that we do. Needless to say, I travel a lot. Being gone, it was just eating me up to think about what was going on at home. So the more I felt like my life was out of control, the more I tried to control it, and the more stressed I got. So I decided I needed to go to a meeting. So the first meeting I went to was they have an intro meeting for beginners. And I went in there, met some great people, was, you know, hugged at the door, and they told me about the three C's. I didn't cause it, I didn't control it, and I can't cure it. And hearing those with serenity of prayer right off the bat helped me start to relax so that I could get some peace. And from there, they kind of, you know, talked me through that, told me more about the organization, and then I went into my first meeting. Like I said, I've been doing it for about 2.5 months. So once you go in as a new person, you're kind of overwhelmed with all the literature. And I started with just one book, and now I'm carrying around a book bag of all these different books that I have. I've got the ODAP, and I've got the Urgent Traditions book, and I've got all of this stuff. But you're overwhelmed with everything that you do, and you've been trying to do it for, you know, it's like taking a college course and not having a professor or a study partner or anybody to go through with this stuff. You need somebody that can help you. So what do you want to have with the sponsor? Well, you have to have some sort of association with this person. And for me, having my other friends not really be in this situation, I couldn't confide in them the way that I do with my sponsor. So it's just been good to be able to bounce stuff back and forth with somebody else when you get a sponsor, and they help, you know, he's helped me unpack the literature. He's kind of like my Yoda master in some ways. It's the guy that's my sponsor is really, really good. And he has, you know, pointed questions and makes me self-reflect a lot on my own life. For an example of that is that he had me write out an exercise, and some of the questions he said was, what am I powerless over? What does powerless look like? My life is unmanageable because, and what would I like to have in a life? So he made me write down all these items, and we went through and we talked about all of them, and I thought, hey, you know, I'm really getting this. And then he switched it around to me at the end, like he always does, and he goes, that I want you to be this person for her. This is the person that you should be. And that's one of the failings that I've had always from the beginning, is I thought that I could control things, and that I was being the right person and I was doing everything right. But in retrospect, I wasn't. I need to get better myself. And that's why I'm here. So find that person, find that sponsorship person that you can have kinship with, and work on getting better. It's a slow process. A person will hold you accountable for what's going on in your life. You know, you got to make the Al-Anon meetings a priority. You got to make service of priority. So back to the questions here. What does it mean to work the steps? Well, I just passed step one. I felt like, you know, celebrating a little bit with that one. it takes a while for all of you beginners like me. It's gonna take you a long time to get through these. And they certainly help. They help me get some serenity back and some peace back in my life. And for the last two questions, benefits of working with a sponsor, I think I've already addressed that. And the last question is, how do I know who's working the steps? I think it's just to be evident in the person and the way that they act. And with that, I think I will pass. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you, Trevor. I'm so glad you could be here. Mike, you're up.
Together. It's nice to, it's cool to see groups out there. There's the whole Yuma group. I can see them. That's awesome. I see Tom and the group over at SRV AIS. That is cool. I'm glad to be here. And Trevor, thanks for your share. You know, what brought me into Al-Anon was, I'm married to an alcoholic and that wasn't evident until about 10, 15 years into our marriage. And I got to see the progressive nature of the disease of alcoholism. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was experiencing the same progressiveness when it came to my Al-Anonism. And my irritability and my patience and my level of anxiety and my fears, they just kept growing, you know, slowly over time. And as we hear in our welcome, oftentimes, you know, we become irritable and unreasonable without knowing it. And that is, that was a real awakening when I showed up to my first Al-Anon meeting. Because I didn't even notice that after a while I'd become just not somebody that you'd want to live with, put it that way. And I had a couple, I had two kids at home at the time, and they weren't afraid of my wife. They were mostly afraid of me and how I was going to react to somebody else's drinking, disease, choices, actions. It was my reactions that were causing the problems. In my home, it wasn't so much the alcoholism. It was the damage that my actions, brought on, after the fact. But slowly, shortly after, starting to come to meetings, I worked the first five steps on my own before I got a sponsor. And I did them all in my first meeting. I just looked at, step one and yeah, I've done that. Step two, I've done that. And I got to five and I realized I couldn't keep going because I had to talk to somebody else there. There was a guy that encouraged me to go to meetings and he joined me, at my first few meetings and I felt comfortable and he kept asking me every time he saw me, have you found a sponsor yet? And I didn't know what a sponsor was and I didn't really care enough to ask him. I just would say, no, I'm doing okay. I've got this. And after a couple months, I thought, wow, this guy really wants to sponsor me. I think, I'm not always real quick on the uptake. So, and I was afraid. I was afraid to ask him to sponsor me because I was afraid of, the work that might come with that. I was afraid of the things that I needed, that I might be asked to do. But things weren't really getting that much better for me. I've been attending Al-Anon meetings for, a couple, few months. They helped, but things weren't really changing, in terms of my own behavior. And I started to get a little, I was pretty desperate when I showed up, But I started to get more desperate after I got here. Because, you know, the progression continued, both with my wife's disease and with my own. And, so I asked him to sponsor me. And so one of the talking points is, you know, what does it mean to work the steps of the program? You know, what my experience is that I just did it exactly the way my sponsor laid it out in front of me. And there are some of those steps that are action steps, where I've got to do certain things. I've got to write, I've got to read, I've got to pray, I've got to meditate. And some of the steps, you know, some of the steps in the program for me are process steps, you know, came to believe, you know, that didn't happen for me overnight. You know, that was a process. And I like the way that my sponsor explained that step to me, which was, you know, if the step said, we believe, most of us would get stuck right there at step two and not be able to move on. You know, he had a way of explaining the steps to me that I would have never considered on my own. And he had a perspective that he offered that I was not going to be able to come up with on my own. And, you know, he let me know that, hey, this says that we came to believe, you know. Are you willing to believe that? Are you willing to give that a shot? Are you open-minded enough to consider the fact that there might possibly be something out there bigger or more powerful than yourself that could help you? And if you can understand that, if you can get that, that's enough of a crack in the door to move on, you know. And I had to do some writing and some reading around that. So, you know, when it comes to what does it mean to work the steps of the program, I just have to be willing to be open-minded to the process. I need to bring as much honesty as I'm capable of bringing to that relationship with my sponsor, and I need to be willing to do whatever it is I'm asked to do. And you know, and I absolutely trusted the fact that he would never ask me to do anything illegal, immoral, or dishonest. So what reason would I have to not be willing to do pretty much anything, that I was asked to do? And, you know, a lot of it I did with hesitation and reluctance, and sometimes I whined and kicked and screamed and, had little tantrums. And he said, that's all well and good, but just do it. I don't really care, you know, how you feel about it. Just do it. And it worked. That worked for me. You know, and I guess the next talking point is, how can the 12 steps help me? You know, for me, the core of these steps is to create a spiritual awakening of the life that I have not experienced before. The steps, that's what the steps do for me. If I am thorough and honest in my work and I am open-minded through the process, I just don't think it's possible for anybody to work the 12 steps and not have some level of spiritual awakening, you know? And, you know, our perceptions are different. And I really appreciate what Trevor was talking about, and I enjoyed listening to him share. And I enjoy listening to people that are a little bit, that are newer in the program. It reminds me exactly of where I was, you know, the day I walked in here. And, we don't always know, you know, and that spiritual awakening. And, you know, and what keeps me coming back is just, you know, I know that I'm not done. I know I'm not done growing. I know that spiritual experience is not over. That awakening is not over. And the more I keep coming back, and the more I work with others, that is enhanced. The benefits of working with a sponsor, there's just I can only speak for myself and my experience in this, and there's just no way I could have ever done this on my own. My beliefs were so rooted in my own experience and my own tunnel vision view of life and alcoholism that I would never have had the perspective, that it really took for me to have a change in perception. And, you know, when I'm working with a sponsor, I'm working with someone who is not emotionally involved in my life and my problems and my situation. He has a more objective view. He can see what's going on in my life from the outside looking in. And he's able to be, and because of that, he's able to be honest about what things really look like when I'm not able to be, you know, because I have all these preconceived notions and ideas, and I have these perceptions, and most importantly, I have these emotional I have an emotional attachment to my own life for some weird reason, but it gets in the way. It gets, you know, those emotional attachments that I have to in my own life and to the people that I love the most oftentimes get in the way of what that next right thing to do is. And it's hard for me to see that line between, you know, what's helping and what's hurting. You know, where am I crossing the line between, you know, being the type of partner in my marriage that God would want me to be and contributing, you know, to somebody else's disease? I can't always see that. For me, you know, it's like, you know, he's able to bring that clarity to the situation. And I don't always want to hear what he says, but you know, the truth is I do want to hear what he said. It just doesn't always feel good. You know, the truth doesn't always feel good, but I know today, you know, after having been here for a little while, having worked these steps, having sponsored other men through the steps, what I know today is that feeling of discomfort is a red flag. That is something that means I've got something to work on. I've got another opportunity in front of me. And he kept it really simple for me in the beginning. And it was, you know, let's start showing up in your relationship the way, you know, the way your God would want you to show up. What are some of the characteristics, you know, of your higher power? What does that look like? Let's start being an example of what that looks like. And slowly over time, I was able to start replacing judgment and criticism with love and understanding. And it doesn't mean that things immediately got better in my house. They didn't. You know, it took a little while. But as I, you know, my wife's drinking continued for a while after I started going to Al-Anon. But I noticed that even though that was continuing, I was getting better, you know, as a process of working these steps with a sponsor. Had I tried to do it on my own, it just wouldn't have worked. I mean, if I had the answers, if I had the solutions, if I had better ideas, then I wouldn't need to be here. You know, what brought me here was running out of ideas and being out of options, you know, and, you know, like they, you know, if, like he said to me, you know, if you're not done thinking, go get done thinking and come back when you're ready, you know, but I didn't have any better ideas. And I knew, from a practical standpoint, you know, I knew that I didn't have the answers, and that's why it was so critical for me to work the steps with a sponsor who could share his experience with me through the process. You know, that last talking point is, you know, how do I know who's working the steps? And Melody, I haven't been keeping track of time at all, so I don't know where I'm at. Okay. You know, how do I know who's working the steps? First of all, it's probably not my business, you know? But I can see it in people's behavior. I can see it in their examples and how they show up. You know, but it's really not my business to pass a judgment on that, to have an opinion on that. You know, my job, I think, is to show up and be, you know, the best example of what God's love looks like that I can be. When I'm looking for a sponsor, if that's what this is really geared toward, you know, how do I know who's working the steps when I'm trying to find a sponsor? I'm simply looking for somebody that exhibits, you know, some of the principles of this program: kindness, understanding, love, and tolerance. You know, the biggest thing for me with sponsorship is honesty. You know, I'm not going to receive the benefits of this unless I have a sponsor who is absolutely honest with me and what he sees. And I trust that process, and I trust the process that I trust that there's a God involved in the process, and I trust the fact that you know, this person was put in my life for a reason. I don't know why always, but I trust the fact that works. And I think that's all I've got. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Melody.
JP?
Thank you. Hi, I'm JP. I'm a grateful member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon Family Groups, which includes Alateen. And when I say that, I think back to when I was new in the program and heard someone say that, I kind of wanted to gag, but I stayed with the program long enough to understand what it means, and I'm so happy that I did. My situation was a little different. When I came into the program, my wife had been in the program for 15 years, and she left the literature around the house, and so I had read the literature. I had read most of it before I got to the program, but I certainly didn't work it, and it certainly didn't do as much good as it's been since then. And the real reason why it didn't is because that first word of the first step, we, I didn't have a we that was working it. And that's an important part of this fellowship. What does it mean to work the steps or the program? To me, it means I learn about it and I try to live them. And I'm going to read from page 141 out of ODAT. It is said in AA that the alcoholic who concentrates on the study and application of the 12 steps is bound to make good progress in the program. And I want to do that. Continuing, this is just as true for us in Al-Anon. We too need to spend some time each day contemplating the marvelous light with which the steps illuminate all our human problems. Neither alcoholic nor non-alcoholic limits his aspirations to sobriety alone. That is only the beginning. The steps are a guide to total good living. As such, we would deprive ourselves of a precious boon in not realizing what they can do for us. If I just go back to the sentence that says, the steps are a guide to total good living. And that's what I want to do. I want to use those to make my living better than it was before. I want to become the person that I would like to be. In the day's reminder, it says, when I read a step and think about it deeply, I find it opens the door to new insights. When I read that same step again, it again reveals new spiritual ideas. And I'll just stop there. One of the one of the cases of this for me, and I figured it out, that I had listened to the steps read 1,000 times before someone read step 11 with a different tone, and I understood for the first time that step 11 says, praying only for knowledge of his will. It doesn't say understanding. I had always been looking for understanding. But that in itself said I really wasn't doing step 3. I was kind of saying, okay, God, I'll do this if I agree with it. But if I only look for knowledge, there's nothing to argue about. There's nothing to agree with. It is what it is. And so that the repetitive reading of those and hearing somebody else reading them totally turned around that step for me, and it has been very powerful in my life. And I'll just finish this up. The steps seem to dig into our consciousness and unearth for us the wonderful potential for good in all our relationships with life. And then the quote is, if I had only half an hour of quiet time alone each day, I would devote it to the studying the 12 steps so they would ultimately become an integral part of my thinking. And that's really what I want to do. I want to think and I want to act consistently with the program. When I came into the program, I came into the program because of our youngest son's drinking. And Mike quoted where it says in our opening, we become irritable and unreasonable without knowing it. I knew it. I was irritable and unreasonable, and I knew it, and I couldn't do anything about it. And that pointed out to me that I qualify for step 2 in that I have an insanity from which I needed to be restored. And that's what got me to go to my first Al-Anon meeting. And I'm glad I did. And I got started right away with the study of the steps. For the first 20 or so years in the program, I went to a step study meeting every week. And we went through the steps. And when we got done with that, we went through the steps. Now, we'd take a break the third week of each month, we would study the traditions, but then we'd go back to the steps. And over that time, I got to hear a lot of different people share their perspective and their understanding, and that greatly advanced my understanding, because people presented ideas that I did not get just by reading it myself. And that breadth of input meant very much to me in learning what the steps meant. As far as a sponsor goes, well, I had a live-in sponsor. Heck, for steps 1, 2, and 3, she was there. However, when I got to step 4, this was a problem because I wasn't that fearless that I was going to do a step 4 with my wife. So there was a slight pause for 5 years. Well, I decided to do step 4. And at this step meeting that I went to every week, we would spend 2 weeks on step 4. So make sure everybody got a chance to share. And every week I would say, well, I haven't really started this step, but I don't know why. And after I shared that for a year or two or three or four, a lady said, I can tell you why you're doing step 4. Because you're afraid of step 5. And of course, she was absolutely right. She was absolutely right. And so I couldn't do step 4 until I found somebody with whom I could do step 5. And when I found that person, step 4 was easy. That's the wrong term. It was doable. And I did my step 4 and I did my step 5 with him and moved along since. I can't say that I was as good a sponsee as I am a sponsor. I take a lot of guys through the program today. I sponsor a number of them. I make them work. I use the paths to recovery, and I expect my sponsees to write out the answers to all the questions at the back of those chapters on the steps, except for step four. When we get to step four, I ask them to do the blueprint for progress. And we go through it together. I mean, we would review it a chapter at a time. I expect them to write out the answers. And of course, if I was going to ask somebody else to do that, I had to do that myself. So I went and I wrote out all the answers to those questions too. And then as we would go through it, we would help each other a chapter at a time. And so we kind of were doing a fourth and fifth step together. But one of the things I found is I took more and more guys through those books that I was going back to reading my answers, and I was able to see how I had changed over the course of the years. I've been doing it for a number of years now, and my answers today are very different than what they were. Excuse me, I gotta take a drink. My answers today are different, and I thank God for that, you know, because it shows me some growth. In step four, it's frequently mentioned that it's like peeling the layers of an onion. And at first that kind of disturbed me. But then I came to understanding of that that's my higher power's way of protecting me. I can only deal with a layer of step four that I'm willing to work with and that I'm able to work with. And when I grow some more, I can come back and do another layer of that onion, another layer of what is in my life that's keeping me from being all that I can be. So step four is very, very powerful to me, and we spend a lot of time on it. I have had sponsees that it took us 18 months to do a step four. And it was fine. I let my sponsees go at their speed. I don't push them. I don't pull them. I encourage them, and I expect to talk to them every week. But how fast we get through it is up to them, not up to me, because I don't know how long they need. So that's the way I do it. Then it says, how can the 12 steps help me? Well, the 12 steps help me in every part of my life. I wish I had had these when my kids were younger. I would have done some things differently, and I look it back, but I'm a great grandfather. I am doing that very well, and I have the program to thank for that, because it helps me to grow. And that overall is what the 12 steps did. Now, I'll go back to step 11, because today I try to live by step 11, and that is praying only for knowledge of his will for me, for us, and the power to carry it out. First of all, I have no problem with the power to carry it out. If I'm doing my higher power's will, I know I will have the power to do that. It's when I'm doing my will that I don't have the power. But all I need to know today is, what do you want me to do? I don't have to understand why. I just need to know what. And that has helped me. And sometimes I only need to know what to do in the next 5 minutes or the next half hour. I never ask him about tomorrow. I only ask him about today. And that allows me to not worry about the future and not concern myself too much with the past, because I'm only doing what I know, and my God, my higher power, I call God, keeps my reference, time frame reference, very short. And that is very good for me. I have no reason to fear, because the next 5 minutes, I see no disaster hitting me. If I get to tomorrow or next week or a month or a year down the road, there's all kinds of disasters. But I only have to worry about today. I only have to worry about the next 5 minutes. And so that's how step 11 has helped me. It's shortened my time horizon and has kept me focused on what I can do and not about what I can worry about. Step 12, I thank God that I have had the result of these steps. The result of these steps is a spiritual awakening. And I'm much closer today to my higher power than I ever was before. And I have a cat that wants to get in on the video. So that spiritual awakening changes the way I look at life and the way I, excuse me while I get rid of a cat. It helps me to see life differently. And the people around me appreciate that. I'm in technology, so I refer to myself as JP version 2.0. And version 2.0 is much better than version 1 was, and people seem to enjoy it much more. So, you know, the benefits of working the steps with a sponsor, like I said, I didn't do that as well as I could have. I know as a sponsor, I'm okay. As a sponsee, I'm lousy. And how do I know who's working the steps? It's kind of like Mike said, is that any of my business? The only thing I can do is I observe people over time, and this is my son's cat. I observe people over time. And if you watch them in meetings, you can see the tension go out of their bodies. And that's the way I know if they're working the steps, if they're working the program, if they're growing, that the tension and their ability to laugh is much different than what it was. And with that, I think I'm going to close and remove a cat. Thank you.
Thank you so much, JP.
And we will have our first speaker now, Maria. Please unmute yourself and begin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maria. I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you so much for asking me to talk about the 12 steps and what they mean to me and how it has changed my life. It's changed my life a lot. I came to Al-Anon 2.5 years ago, and when I first got here, I hung around and I met some people for only a month or two and really realized that I needed to get a sponsor and I needed to work the steps. I needed to really just do all of the suggestions. So luckily, in the beginning, I was really willing to do that. When I first got here, I was just in a lot of pain, so I was really willing to do whatever it took to start changing my life. The first question, what does it mean to work the steps of the program? And one of the first things I think about when I think about that is the word work. And whatever I put into it, it's generally what I get out of it. I think that is important, is an important principle for me in a lot of areas, and it has been here too. So, when I first got a sponsor, we sat down and we talked about some things like meeting every week, what kind of expectations she might have of me. In the beginning, she had me call her every day. That was really beneficial. That was beneficial for a couple of reasons. One was the accountability. Making me accountable to somebody was important. Another reason it was helpful is because since we talked every day, we got to talk about all the little things. And then we met once a week, and during our meetings, we read through the literature. She was able to share a lot of her experience, and in the beginning, I cried through the whole thing. So after a few months, and I quit crying so much, we got a little more done, but I do remember that that thinking about that time as if it was a job, as if it was really work. So I had to set aside time to do the writings, to read the literature. I had to set aside time to make a daily phone call. And prioritizing that, I think, is one of the things that has helped my life change so much, so dramatically, in not too long of a time. I do remember feeling like in the beginning, maybe only even after a couple months, like, oh, I probably know how this works. I have ideas. I'm sure that, I don't know, I thought I knew what was going to happen. And each time I was really taught differently. One of the things that didn't happen the way I thought was we went through the steps. I think my sponsor was just so intuitive maybe, but we went through the steps at a pretty slow pace. And what that did for me, in my opinion anyway, what that did for me is anytime I had a feeling, I really had to, I don't know how to put it, I had to work through that feeling, or I had to sit with that feeling. I had to become comfortable in my own skin while working these steps. And it really helped to not necessarily just speed through them, even though I thought, check, 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 I'm done with this one. She had me see some different assignments. One of the assignments that I did for each step was to go back and define each of the words in that step. And when I first read that, I don't know, I interpreted it to mean that I should rewrite the step in my own words. So luckily she was able to guide me, and I did have to go back and look up the definitions. But I also, in rewording the steps and putting it in my own words, it really gave me a much deeper understanding of each step. For example, in step three, I had to really look at what does that mean to turn my will and my life over. It was, I was able to put that in my own words, and I turned a lot of those things into prayers. And so I would write a little thing about each step, and then I would put it in the visor of my car. Not that I recommend anybody read while they drive, but for me, that's what worked whenever I would stop and read it. So working the steps of the program has been something that's taken consistency, it's taken some priority, and some work to be able to do the things that my sponsor asked. I really thought that I knew some things. I really thought, like I said, I knew how some of these things were going to go. So, for example, when we started doing step four, I really thought that I was going to be shown how to keep my mouth shut. I was going to learn that if I just, would quit telling everybody what to do and quit controlling and quit talking about everything and quit saying the first thing that came to my mind, that my life would be better. And what happened was, in working through the steps and really digging deeper into what my natural reactions were, I found there was a lot of areas where I didn't speak up when I should. So it wasn't just that I was ordering everybody around. It was that I didn't understand, and still don't sometimes, which things are the important things that have to be said, which are the things that are speaking my truth, and which are the things that are none of my business. I think working the steps has really given me a much better understanding of when to keep my mouth shut, and it's helped me to be thoughtful when I do speak. It's helped me, one way that it's helped me to be thoughtful is, one of the things my sponsor always tells me is, how about if you come at it with curiosity? So when I do decide to say something, if I'm going to say something that's important or that's scary to say or whatever, or when people, you know, are sharing things with me and I'm listening, it's helpful if I ask questions and if I listen and come at it with curiosity. I wonder why this situation happened, or how can I help you with this particular problem, rather than being accusatory and factual in all my sharing. So I think that kind of bleeds into step two. How can the 12 steps help me? Those are some ways that they've helped me for sure. Another thing that's helped is, and I think it's been mentioned here before, is my sponsor gave me a little sheet that has some descriptions on it about working the steps in 10 minutes. And I've used that concept after going through all the steps with my sponsor. I still use that quite a lot. And it's if I have a particular issue or problem or resentment or whatever it is with a person, it's super beneficial for me to sit down and say, okay, I'm powerless over alcohol. I'm powerless over the people. And if it's a specific thing, like, you know, I'm powerless over whether my kids do what I want them to do. And so if I've got a situation where I have a kid and he's not doing what I want him to do, where is my life unmanageable around this kid and what he's doing? And step two, looking at, okay, with this kid in this situation, where am I insane? Okay, how can I be restored to sanity? What kinds of things do I turn over in step three based on getting this kid to do whatever it is I think I want him to do? And by the time I get through, all the way through to step 12, a lot of times the problem is gone, or the problem is at least redefined in my head a lot. And I generally have a lot more peace and serenity with the situation after I apply the steps to a particular problem. I would say in general, I have the ability to slow down after doing the steps. It's helped me, like I said, to be thoughtful when I'm speaking. The steps have helped me to understand myself better. They've also helped me to recognize when I need to make amends to somebody, and it's helped give me the courage to be able to do that. I think every time I practice some humility and I practice even apologizing, it gets a little bit easier the next time. So those are definitely some areas where my life has improved with the steps. The benefits of working the steps with a sponsor, I definitely, like I said earlier, don't have a good perspective on my own life. But somebody looking in from the outside, my sponsor, can really help with that. One of the benefits of going through the steps with her also has been being able to really trust somebody, finding somebody who, you know, as I share more and more of my life with her, the more I trust her and the more I'm able to make a real partnership with somebody. And that's just been so hard to do in the rest of my life. I think if I trust my sponsor more, it probably helps me trust other people. So the benefits are getting somebody else's perspective, for sure. The benefits are having a real partnership. One of the things about my sponsor is I feel like she's a person who never wavers in her believing in me. I feel like she often says things like, I'm sure you'll pick the right thing, or I know you'll make the right decision. And I love that because she doesn't give me advice and she doesn't tell me what to do and she doesn't. Sometimes I really, at the beginning especially, I just wanted to her to tell me, just tell me exactly step by step what I need to do with each thing. But instead, she came at it with curiosity and she asked me a whole lot of questions. But in the end, that really helped me to get to know myself better. The last question asks, how do I know who's working the steps? I really think that this step is probably aimed at the question of how to pick a sponsor. So how do I know who in the room would be a good sponsor? How do I know who is working the steps or that it's helping in their life? Really by their actions. I do have kind of a funny story about getting my own sponsor. I wouldn't recommend it, but this was a woman who my husband and I had known, her and her husband, long before I had come to Al-Anon. And we were together one time, and I had been coming to Al-Anon, like I said, a couple months, and I had been telling my husband that I thought I would ask her to be my sponsor. So we were in the same room. The first thing he does is go right up to her and say, hey, if I ask you to sponsor, will you be her sponsor? She really needs one. So my husband got my sponsor for me. Again, probably not your recommended way to do it. Luckily, it happened to work out for me. You know, if you're looking for a sponsor, some of the things that I think are important to look for is somebody who shows up to meetings, who shares honestly. I think it's kind of easy to tell when somebody is just sharing from their heart. I know when my sponsor and I first sat down, you know, it wasn't really like a formal interview, but there were some questions. I wanted to know some things like, did she have a sponsor? I wanted to know, did she work the steps? I wanted to know what that looked like in her life. And it was really easy to see. And I have the benefit, like I said, knowing this woman years before, I got to watch her walk through some really hard stuff. And she did that with dignity and grace. And it really showed me that this was somebody who the steps had really worked to change her. So I feel very, very grateful to be in Al-Anon. I'm really happy that I've been able to speak here. And I think that's all I got.
And we thank you so much. Okay, our next speaker is Kathy. We're all ready for you, Kathy.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm very grateful member of Al-Anon. You know, I think talking about sponsorship is just excellent. And the questions, I like the way the questions have been put together. So there's a couple of things that you're going to hear me say probably repeatedly, and you may get tired of hearing it, and I apologize ahead of time, but this has become part of my program. And one of them is, why is anonymity the spiritual foundation of the whole program? When I look at what does it mean to work the steps or the program, when I got here, I was incredibly focused on how to stop somebody else's drinking. And it had created a world of fear. It had created a world that had become desperate. It had created a world that was full of just anger. And what the steps to work the program means that I get to have an opportunity to live my life free from that desperation, free from that fear, free from that anger, or at least not free from knowing how to handle the anger and the fear when they do show up. probably the best thing that has happened is that the utter hopelessness that I lived with when I got here has been relieved, and it was relieved as a result of working the steps of the program. For me, it means having things that I do every single day. It means having things that I use throughout my day. I can't, you know, it's not about going, gee, I have a program, and then going off and doing something that I, that's not a nice thing to go do, or go live in a world of desperation and not reach out to the tools of this program and use the tools of this program. It's about using the tools and not living in that desperate world. I have to have things that I do. So I carry little pamphlets from this program with me everywhere that I go. I have the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions pamphlet, and this is not the one that's been rewritten. This is the one from a long time ago because I've been here a little while. And I use that, and I use it to, you know, focus on a particular step throughout the day. This program is not it's a spiritual program, and so the 12th step tells me exactly what I'm going to get as a result of this program, being in this program. It tells me that I'm going to have a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. I'm not going to get it for me. So again, you know, Lucy, thank you for talking about these are our opinions. This is my opinion. For me, the spiritual awakening comes about as a result of my study, my sort of peeling apart each step, growing and being willing to change myself, not looking to the world to change for me, but me to change so that I can live comfortably in my skin. The 12 steps are the only way that I know to achieve the spiritual awakening. They're the only way. I tried a lot of different things before I got here, and none of them worked because they just didn't work for me. They may work for others, but not for me. When I first came here, the sponsor that I had, the way the steps will work is, you know, I had to be able to identify the principle from the step. What does the step, each individual step, mean for me? And my sponsor insisted that I work them in the order that they're written. And I do exactly what each step required of me. And that I not pick pieces of a step and say, gee, I'm going to take this, but I'm going to leave, you know, this other part of the step behind. Probably the best indication of that is in the first step. You know, she insisted that I not get stuck on the hyphen and live in the hyphen. She, you know, it's, let's look at this whole step. What does it mean to be powerless over alcohol? And what happens? What is unmanageable in your life? And, you know, how do you tie those two together? Because one of them is, you know, looking outward, and the other piece of that step is looking very much inward. The benefits that I got from it is that if I tended to stray, of working with a sponsor, if I tended to stray off of the path or away from what the step was trying to bring into my life, she could, you know, gently guide me back. And sometimes, you know, the gently was something that had to be repeated, but it meant that I had to listen and pay attention to what was going on. And it meant that I had to be willing to explore and be honest with myself and say, you know what, and recognize that I needed to change. I couldn't hold on to a thought and let it block me from what the step was trying to bring into my life, or the change that the step was trying to bring into my life. I think, you know, when I was selecting a sponsor, they told me, look for somebody that had a working knowledge of this program. And so it required, you know, Maria, thank you very much for sharing, because it required that I hear what they had to say. And I looked for someone that understood this program, that understood the steps of the program and had applied them in their life. And I could tell that based on how they shared in meetings. And so it was, you know, it was very important for me to be able to identify with that person and say, gee, I want to have a program like you have. I don't want yours because it's yours. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation. We're all going to find our way here through using these steps. And how do I know who's working them? Sometimes I have to ask. My sponsor wanted me to be able to say, here's the principle I'm working on. Here's how I'm applying it. Here's where I'm being challenged by this step. And here's how I can bring about changes in my life. You know, here's what I need to go do. Now, when I first came in, it meant I spent, and to this day I still do, I spend a lot of time reading and rereading the very same thing. I tend to, I think, maybe work things a little slower at times, and I might read the same thing on a step 4 months and read just that, and I focus just on that. As a sponsor, when I work with new people, I sort of listen to the person, get to know them to determine what's the piece of literature that's maybe going to best help them. Because my responsibility as a sponsor, as I see it, is to help them go through the 12 steps so that they have a spiritual awakening for themselves. And that it's their spiritual awakening, because anonymity is the spiritual foundation of this program. It's their spiritual awakening. It's not mine. What they believe in, I don't know what water tastes like in their mouth. And so I can't say, if you work it this way, here's what you're going to get. When somebody tells me that they've had a spiritual awakening, the closest I can come to identifying them with that is to know what my spiritual awakening has done for me. And to know that my spiritual experiences tend to be about 30 seconds long, literally. But the lasting impact is just amazing to me. And it seems that spiritual experience, that 30 seconds, it's like that because I couldn't stand it if it was much longer. So it's very important for me to be focused on a step and always be working a step. My sponsor was always working a step. Now, I've had multiple sponsors in this program because my first sponsor stopped coming and my second sponsor passed away. And so it was, but my second sponsor is the one that they both have lasting impacts, but my second sponsor, I can still hear, the questions in her coming out of her mouth all the time, and the things that she was always asking me and the things that she was looking for and trying to help me explore and stretch my thinking so that I didn't hold on to my preconceived ideas. Probably one of the things that I have learned in this program is that the very thing that will block me from my higher power is when I start trying to hold on to an idea and say, that's not going to work for me or my case is different. And every time I do, fortunately in these 12 steps, there's, every single step sort of helps me put down that preconceived idea or that thought that I just want to hold on to forever and helps me be willing to give it up. For anyone that's new in the program, the thing that I could wish for them is that they be desperate enough to be willing to work these steps. The 12 steps don't know who's working them. They're there to be worked. And the 12 steps make it possible for all of us to have change come about in our lives because we all have the same spiritual potential. And it might play out differently. It will play out differently in each person's life because we are different. But we all have that capability. And it's important for me to know from each step what it is that I can go back and explore, what is the new thing that I can find. I'm currently working on step 11 and have been for now a number of years. But in my work on step 11, it points me in the direction of all of the other steps at times, and there are things that I have learned. And one of the things I learned about step 11, and I'm just going to share this and then I'll be done, is, it talks about seeking through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand Him. The only way that I can do that, I happen to be reading in our 12 Steps and 12 Traditions pamphlet, and I happen to be reading on the 8th step. And the 8th step talked about spreading our discontent with others, sharing it with others. Well, I can't be trying to improve my conscious contact with the God of my understanding if I'm always going around with an angry attitude or being disrespectful of others and not bringing, the 11th step brings an atmosphere of grace to everything that I do. And it's up to me to be willing to do that. And the only way I knew how to do that was watching my previous sponsors practice it in their lives and being attracted to it enough to be willing to go through the things that they went through, which were the 12 steps, so that they could get to the point of having an atmosphere of grace in their life. And that's, to me, what it brings about. That's why anonymity is the spiritual foundation for me of this whole program. I think that's all I have. I think I've covered the topics.
I think that you certainly did. Thank you so much, Kathy. We appreciate your contributions. Okay, our next speaker is Michelle.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Michelle, and I'm setting a timer for myself so I don't lose track of things. Thank you all for being here this morning. I hope I have something else to contribute. Everybody else is, the other two speakers have really covered the topic so completely. What does it mean to work the steps or work the program? So it is actually possible to be an Al-Anon member and not work the steps. That is an option. It is possible to be an Al-Anon member and not work the program, also an option. And I know a few people who I know through other contacts who just show up at a meeting now and again, and that's enough for them. That's what they want. However, when I got to Al-Anon, I felt so terrible, and I was so at my wit's end to, I was out of tricks. Like, I had nothing left to, in my bag of tricks to fix my situation. And because I am a person who really loves to learn, and I tend to dive into a thing when I'm intrigued by it, I dove in. So working the steps and working the program means there's a commitment involved. It's time, it's energy, it's a willingness to learn. It's a willingness to be humble in a way that I had really been unwilling to do prior to this. So when I first started, I went to meetings probably 3 or 4 times a week. I didn't have a sponsor yet, but I was really listening carefully to what people were sharing. When I felt really bad, I would go to a meeting every day. A couple of times I went to 2 meetings a day, because it really made a difference for me, gave me a little bit of relief for part of a day, and a little bit of relief was better than none. We have lots of literature at our house already, so I had plenty of readers to look at and other literature. And then eventually, after I stopped crying, I was able to speak to people after the meeting. Again, not my strong suit. I don't really approach strangers comfortably. But people were so willing to share with me, that after a while it seemed like less of a weird thing to do. So I got a sponsor within the first couple of months, and we started working the steps in, Reaching for Personal Freedom, which is that green workbook. And I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, and God, I love a workbook, you know, like going through the questions and answering all the questions, just right up my alley. But I ended up having a timing problem with my first sponsor. So she just was out of town and not as available as would have been ideal. So then I wandered around without a sponsor for a while, and a gentleman who was who I had really come to be very fond of in one of my meetings, an older gentleman who's now passed on, he said to me, "Do you know so and so?" And I said, "Well, I mean, I've seen her in meetings, but and I've heard her talk." But he said, "I think she would be a good sponsor for you." I said, "I don't know her." He said, "Would it be okay if I called her and asked her if she's taking new sponsees?" Okay. So he called her. She said yes. We met. We talked. We shared our stories. And so basically I had an Al-Anon fix up for the sponsee that I have now, and we've been together 4 years, I think. And honestly, if left to my own devices, I would not have chosen her myself, but I believe that that was a higher power moment for me, that someone else who knew me and knew her had the sense that this would be a good combination. So how I work the steps. So we did, we went back through, because she wanted to know what I'd been doing. We went back through paths to recover, reaching for personal freedom. And we met every week regularly. And then I would call her in between if stuff came up. When we got to the fourth step, I tried doing it with Blueprint for Progress, and I just wasn't finding the kind of, I wasn't finding that it addressed what I felt like were the major obstacles to me in living a life of serenity and connection to my higher power. I just didn't. I had some specific things that I really wanted to focus on. So she was like, okay, that's your program. You can do it how you want. So what I did was I came up with a list of my own assets and my own obstacles, or as we call them, character defects. And I really dug into those things, asking, where did this come from? You know, like, how did I develop this particular trait? And what function did it serve for me when I was younger, growing up in alcoholism? How does it show up now, and how is it getting in my way? And that was a really useful framework for me to work step four. And we did kind of four and five simultaneously. You know, I'd work on it. I'd go in, I'd talk to her about it. So we kind of mixed those two steps up. And then when it came to working, steps 6 through 12, again, we were a little more structured. We worked on, reaching for personal freedom again. And that was comfortable for me. So, let me see what else I wanted to say about this. Okay, I think I'm going to move on to the next one. How can the 12 steps help me? Okay, so I'm a person who really feels compelled to do something when my serenity is disturbed. It took me a long time to recognize what serenity was, but when I finally got little glimpses of it, then I could recognize when I was losing it. And when my serenity is disturbed, my habit has been to do something, to take control, to say something, to, you know, just get in there. And, one of the big things that the 12 steps do for me is they give me something to do when I'm feeling resistant to my powerlessness. They give me a focus and a direction when I'm not sure what the right thing to do is, or when I'm absolutely sure of what I want to do and it's probably the wrong thing anyway. So I have not had a framework like this to work from before I joined Al-Anon. I was always just reaching for the things I had always used, which were, you know, how can I fix this? How can I change you? How can I correct what's going on in my environment so that I will feel more comfortable? And the steps help me, as we say, live life on life's terms. They help me settle down and understand my correct place in the universe, that I am not in charge of so many things I thought I was in charge of before. For instance, so one of the things that, one of my habits is, I have adult children who are, often struggling financially. And my go-to is, I want to fix that. Here, I have some money. You can have some money. And it had never occurred to me until I started working this program that my help was actually a detriment to other people, was actually giving them the impression that they couldn't handle their own lives, couldn't figure out their own solutions, weren't competent, capable human beings. So when I get that urge to send somebody money for a plane ticket, for it, this is the most recent one, one of my Al-Anon friends gave me a way to work the 12 steps in 15 minutes. So if I'm finding myself in a situation, I can go through steps 1 through 12 pretty quickly in my head or on in a notebook, and it settles me down. It relieves that feeling of I have to do something because I have. The steps are a set of spiritual principles that work in all areas of my life, even on situations that are unrelated to alcoholism and problems that aren't particularly spiritual, because I'm not living with alcoholism anymore. I haven't lived with alcoholism since I was 18. But I still have those qualities, those habits, not qualities, those habits, those tendencies, those ways of thinking about things that I developed when I was living there. And I didn't know I had alternatives or choices about how I was going to manage myself. I thought that the way I was going to manage myself was by managing other people. And then if other people got themselves straightened out, then I would feel fine. This gives me a focus for myself. And then I don't have to worry so much about what other people are doing. Okay, benefits of working the steps with a sponsor. Oh my gosh, how could I not work the steps with a sponsor? Because again, the inside of my head has certain grooves and pathways it wants to run all on its own. They are the ways that I have thought all my life. And if I keep doing those things, then I'm going to get the same kinds of results. So when I have a sponsor working with me, I get that outside perspective. I get to hear that I have more choices than I thought I did. I get to break out of that closed system in my head. And because, I mean, really, I could totally fill out a workbook by myself, right? I could do that. I could probably do that in a week, as opposed to several years. But with a sponsor, I get to work the steps in depth. I get feedback. I have to be accountable to someone else. I don't get to, like I did in my ninth step on one particular issue, I don't get to justify myself and not hear back that that's what I'm doing. Like, I really appreciated that with my sponsor, whether she was going like, I'm not sure that's really Anna Mountains because you don't sound like you're completely convinced you did anything wrong here. Okay. And I had to go home and think about that, and she was right. There's an intimacy that comes from working with a sponsor. And that's new for me. This kind of intimacy. Like I have a spouse and I have children and I have friends, but this is a different level of intimacy. It's a spiritual intimacy that I didn't even really know existed. She encourages me. You know, one of the things that I asked her early on was, I was like, can you just tell me I'm doing well, even if it looks terrible? You know, like, even if the way I'm doing things is like kind of a mess, can you tell me I'm doing well? Because I have enough in my head telling me I'm not doing well. And she really does encourage me, which makes me feel stronger, feel more capable of continuing to try. And she's helping me to get to know myself in a new way. Okay, how do I know who's working the steps? Oh, geez, and I've got about 30 seconds left. So I don't really know who's working the steps. I don't even, when I first saw that question, I was like, that's not my business. But really, hold on. Okay, should I stop? My 15 minutes are up.
No, you have some more time. Go ahead.
Oh, do I? Okay. All right. But if I'm looking for a sponsor, if I were shopping for a sponsor today, I would be listening carefully in meetings to hear what people are sharing about. Are they sharing out of a depth of knowledge of this program and its principles and how those things have worked in their lives? Because this isn't just an intellectual exercise. This is like, okay, here's the principle. Now go use that. And I really like to hear how people are solving their problems every day by using these steps and traditions and, whatever other tools they find best suit them in the moment. My current sponsor has a really broad and deep knowledge of steps, traditions. She has an active relationship with her sponsor. She goes to meetings regularly, and this program is an important part of her life. It's not just something she's doing with her spare time. And those things, along with her kindness and her ability to listen to me without being judgmental, those are all indicators to me that she's got a really strong program and that I have the right sponsor. So I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much to our speakers for sharing. We will now close with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.